Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, why don't you just, each of you say your name and your title really quick.
I am Muiza Muntali, and I'm co-founder of Africa World Now Project.
And I'm Kisharon Buya, and I'm founder of Africa Fay.
And we're talking because, of course, you're bringing the new African Film Festival to the AFI Silver Theater in Silver Spring from March 18th through the 31st. Thanks so much for doing this. I'm glad we could get you both on at the same time. So how long has the new African Film Fest been around? When did it start? What was the goal?
I can take that. Well, you know, as Washington area, the Washington, D.C. area is an international city that's home to so many festivals, and including also the American Film Institute is here in Silver Spring. But in the early 2000s, there was no African Film Festival in the area at all. So Muiza and I had this grand idea and co-founded the New African Film Festival. Essentially, we wanted to bring African films that captured the complexities, contours, and challenges of the continent. Our philosophy was the same then as it is today. We wanted to bring the very best new African films. Typically, that means like a film that's not older than a year or two. We wanted to bring these films to a very diverse and discerning audience in the Washington area. So we expect the cinematic impact of these films to continue to build on our efforts to provide an outlet for African filmmakers to share their talents.
Yeah, and I just wanted to add as well, one of the other things that was another goal was to provide a space for filmmakers, because there's some great films that have come out of the continent historically, but they've not been distributed as widely and not as known. But fortunately, and once the festival got going, we also were fortunate enough that it was also the beginnings of what is termed as Nollywood, which has actually sparked this revolution in African filmmaking the last 20 some years now. So that's another goal, was really to give a platform to African filmmakers who don't get the exposure that they should get.
Great. Well, thank you for helping get that exposure with this festival. Let's dive into some of the movies here. So I know we have 28 films from 17 different countries. Before I go into some of the actual titles, just give me an overview really quick of, you know, where all these films are from. You know, you said 17 countries, so, you know, rattle off a couple of those countries at the front.
We have one Rwanda, two from Kenya, one from Sudan, two from Nigeria, one from Cameroon, a Ghanaian film, two Senegalese films, one from Burkina Faso, three documentaries from Ethiopia, a film from Niger, Zambia, two from Uganda, one from Chad, Mali, I think two from Egypt, which shares one with Tunisia, and about four, I think, from South Africa. Did I get that correct?
Yeah, I think that's in the ballpark figure. Yes, that's that's wow. As you can see, it's not just one region. It's all over North, South, East, West, Central Africa, the whole continent.
That's right. That's fantastic. All right, cool. Well, let's go into some of the actual movies then. All right. So I know opening night is, you know, it's a movie set in Rwanda, Afrofuturist extravaganza. You call it Neptune Frost. Tell me about that.
Do you want, Kisharon, you want to take that?
You can take that.
Okay. Yeah, it's a nice Afrofuturistic vision. It's Sal Williams and Anissa Yuzeman, and it's a film from Rwanda, but it's also set in the Burundi, where these miners of coltang and coltang community mining, and they befriend. It's a relationship, a romance between a miner and an intersex runaway, and so the issues of gender in this film, the issues of what is the present, what is the future. Very fascinating film, and also looking at how, you know, the exploitation of, as you can see, coltang, you know, coltang is, as you know, coltang is mined heavily in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Congo has actually the biggest reserves for coltang in the world, like 80%, which we use in computers and cell phones. We can't do without that. And so you, so the issues concerning that as well, how the continent has been exploited by powers, Western powers in the colonial times, as well as even independence time, where resources are taken out, but also other issues, as we mentioned, the gender issues. And it's very fascinating film. I don't want to get into too deep, so don't give anything away. But it's it really touches on the goal we set upon at the beginning, because it's not showing, it's not the, what, you know, people have a simplistic view of what African films is, and this is looking at the future Afrofuturistic film, and that, and what you, it's kind of changing a perspective, how the dimensions of what you, one would think of what the continent is. It's really broadening people's imagination. It's a sci-fi film from the continent. Yeah.
Wow. And everyone, that, just a reminder, it's called Neptune Frost, opening night.
On
the 18th. All right, cool. And then moving along, and I know another one of the big highlights is from the country of Chad. It's actually that country's official Oscar submission. Lingui, the Sacred Bonds?
Yes. Yes.
Lingui.
Yeah.
Tell me what that's about.
That's about a teenager who's pregnant, struggling, trying to get an abortion in a country and society where that's, you know, not prohibited. That's prohibited.
Gotcha. And what makes the filmmaking? It's, I mean, that's sort of what the story's about. What makes the filmmaker such a master?
You mean the film? You mean what's Mahamata Salah Haron? He's a fantastic filmmaker. We've had two of his films in the festival before, and of course, as Kisheri mentioned, it's dealing with that plight of this child trying to it's a pregnancy that comes out of a situation which was she had no control of, and the backdrop is also the mother is a single mother as well. And so it's dealing with how somebody in that society, the prejudice against women, single women as well, how they navigate dealing with certain issues. And of course the front and center issue is the issue of trying to get this, she's trying to get this abortion because it's not a pregnancy she wanted, and it's also it's somebody who basically she was raped getting this pregnancy, and it deals with how women are treated in that particular society, in that particular how the rumors start or people are judged unfairly in various ways. But Mahamata Salah Haron, the Chadian filmmaker. The other films that we showed was A Screaming Man and Grigri before, and he's an acclaimed filmmaker from Chad. And this is Chad's Oscar selection for this year as well. Right. So it's a great film. A lot of and I think it's as one thing that's a thread with that throughout the festival. You see a lot of stories about women, and it's very poignant, particularly in the time of this month being Women's History Month. So that's that film is good, follows that trend.
Awesome. Well, they sound like two powerful movies, heavy movies for sure. But if you want something a little lighter, you can go to Tribeca's award-winning comedy, Queen of Glory from Ghana, right? Or a Ghanaian American filmmaker. Tell me what that's about.
Sarah, you want to start, or you want to
that film is from from Nana Mensa. And delves about into a student, a doctor's doctoral student. She had plans to kind of go run off with her married boyfriend, but then her mom died, and then suddenly she inherited this bookstore, and she kind of now has to contend with all of that.
Yeah, and it's great. And this film also deals, as you mentioned, it is set here in the U.S. It's set in New York City, but it's like a diaspora story, the Ghanaian diaspora story, but very Ghanaian, but in the diaspora. and it did very well at Tribeca. It won an award at Tribeca. Yeah, Nana Mensah won an award there.
Great. It's always great to have some comedies in there to you know, just we need to mix it up a little bit. We get to feel the heavy stuff, and then we lighten it up, and then we bring them back hard again. Well, cool. So I know one from the Congo. This one looks really, really cool. I think it's called Saloum. It looks like it combines a ton of different genres for like a unique creature feature. Tell me what it's about.
It's a Quentin Tarantino Western type of film, and it's a thriller. It's set in the Congo, but it's actually produced by a Senegalese filmmaker as well. Yeah, and it's a Congolese filmmaker. I got it twisted. It's a Congolese filmmaker, Jean-Luc Herbault, and it's like a Western action thriller in the African setting. So that's a fantastic film, and it's about dealing with his drug lord from Guinea-Bissau, and this is set in Senegal, but then it's by a Congolese filmmaker. So yeah, I think you mentioned that it was Congolese. Well, it's a Congolese filmmaker, but it's set in Senegal.
So okay, gotcha. Yeah. Set in Senegal, but Congo filmmaker. Yeah. All right, great. And then we got one from Tunisia. I mean, I don't know how much time you got, but I'm down to go into a couple more if you got time.
No, we have time.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. There's a coming of age movie that premiered at Cannes Film Festival. I think it's from Tunisia. It's called A Tale of Love and Desire. Well, tell me, so who wants to take that one?
That was the one where the two young kids were falling in love and had to kind of juxtaposing their desires with their conservative upbringing. That's the mm-hmm. one, right? By Leila
yeah.
Bouzid.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay. Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's set in Paris. Again, it's like but one of the, of course, the male is somebody who was born in France. His parents are from Algeria, and then the female character, she has come to France, and they're both going to Sorbonne, the elite school in Paris, Sorbonne University, and she's coming from Tunisia. And he's more of the one which is some of the cultural constraints, but also between the two of them, the male character is the one who has a more of a tighter upbringing in a way, in terms of issues and so it's concerning sexuality and all that, and they have a class together where they meet, which is dealing with a 12th century Arabic exotic literature. And so it's a very fascinating film. It's a coming of age film, very, very interesting film. It's sort of like a diaspora meeting the continental African type of film as well. So, yeah.
Well, very great. Sounds like a lot of really, really impressive narrative feature films. But there's also a couple documentaries I wanted to touch on before we run. Tell me about, are they both Ethiopian? Among Us Women and Stand Up My Beauty. Tell me about those docs.
Stand Up My Beauty was a film that I believe showcased the singer who wanted to tell stories through her artistry and does so, including she ends up telling the story of this homeless poet with her children. It's the US premiere along with the other one, Among Us Women. I think that was also US premiere. And it was directed by Heidi Spook. Heidi Spigona. I don't know if I'm saying her name correctly. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, and the one of Stand Up My Beauty was she's using her music to tell all these different stories, and including her story as well, as we find out in the film as well. Yeah, highlighting all the women's stories in Ethiopia, focusing on Among Us Women is also a very powerful film, which is done by two filmmakers. One is a German and the other filmmaker is an Ethiopian filmmaker. So it's a collaboration of the two, and looking at healthcare as well, the issues concerning childbirth and how traditional midwives are deal with childbirth in the society. Another powerful film as well. Yeah.
Great.
And then there is another Ethiopian film, which is the director will be at the festival. That's The Fire Within, which is looking at the subject matter Edge. That's her nickname, but she has an Ethiopian name, is Edge. I'm gonna massacre the name. Edge Gaingu, I think Gaingu. She had come to the U.S. In 1989. It's based on a true story, fleeing the Red Terror because she had been tortured. And then she's working in a hotel and she finds out the person who tortured her is in the same hotel. So, and then she and a number of other, couple other victims of that person come together to try to take him to court. The director of that film will be at the festival as well. The executive director of the film is the Ethiopian actress, activist Lila Kebebe. So that's going to be, actually that film will be on March 20th as well. Yeah.
Okay. Thanks for adding that in there. And then one other final documentary that I wanted to discuss is Above Water, about a water crisis. And I know it's going to screen. I wanted to mention it because you're going to have a special screening on March 22nd for World Water Day. Tell me about Above Water.
It's a great film. It's a fantastic film she's a Senegalese French actress, and dealing with, and so she's focusing on this community that's struggling with getting water, and it's really highlighting the lack of water, the resource in this certain parts of, and this is based in Niger. It's a village up in Niger, which is struggling to get water, and so it's highlighting this need for water, and also highlighting the issue of climate change as well. How there's a water crisis because there's been this long. Long drought as well in that area, and so she's using this film to speak on those issues as well, and she's going to be there as well. Aisha Maiga will be there at the festival on the March 22nd, which happens to be World Water Day, and it's a day which actually we don't take enough seriously enough, and maybe the current focus on climate change will make us take it more seriously, because as they say, water is life. So, and this film appropriately deals with that, and how this community keeps searches for water, and how the issues that it causes various problems within the society as well. Children going to school, all that. Yeah.
Wow. All right. Well, that's, I mean, if that doesn't have people wanting to come to the festival, I don't know what will. That's a lot of good options. And there's, that's only a couple of them. I mean, there's 28 total from 17 countries.
Yeah. And
half of them are from women.
Yeah. Right? And then I was, because Sarah was also going to mention the, because you were saying you wanted to also know about some other lighter films. I mean, there's one great film on Sunday, the 20th, which is from Nigeria. And it's called Elder's Corner. And that's looking at the history of music in Nigeria, looking from the 50s, 60s, 70s, all the, you know, the, whether people, of course, people know Fela Kuti of the Afrobeat, but it deals with even more the other genres of the Nigerian music scene, Juju music, Afrobeat, and the other High Life. It's a great documentary. Yeah, also great music coming out of that film and great historical footage of the music scene from Nigeria, which has been such an influential part of the musical scene in the continent and beyond in the last few years.
Wow. Well, thank you for both for joining us. I think we did a pretty deep dive here. So thanks so much. Again, everybody, it is the New African Film Festival at the AFI Silver Theater in Silver Spring. It runs March 18th through the 31st. Anything else you know you want to say before we run? You know, just want to speak to our listeners and tell them, you know, why should they come out to this?
Yeah, I wanted to. We didn't cover another East African film that from Tanzania, Tug of War, which looks at the independent struggle in Tanzania, particularly in Zanzibar, and this highlights a young man who is struggling with his personal life. He falls in love with somebody, but he is also at the same time fighting against the British at that time, and he has to flee the island as well hide as well. But he also has this love interest, so it's a very interesting film about love and the struggle for independence in Tanzania.
And what's that one called again? Fire with
Tug of War. Tug of War. Yeah, that's on Friday. Sorry, so all these titles. So many titles.
No, it's okay. You guys are giving me, it's good. I'm going to do two different radio pieces, so I have options.
Yeah, and then I was going to say, we also have a couple films which look at COVID. I mean, there's the film from Kenya, which is called The Tales of an Accidental City. And that film is shot they're all in the Zoom setting. The film is actually shot, the characters are in a Zoom meeting. What do you call that? The anger management meeting. Oh, but wow. It's in a Zoom setting because of COVID. They can't go to the doctor's office because of the COVID experience. So that's a very fascinating film because it's looking at you know, it's set in the times when we have COVID, and then now you have, so it's one of these new films that's just looking at the moment and using that as a way to have a artistic expression of the times. And so that's a very fascinating film as well for people to watch, especially as we deal with COVID. Just like we are today, we're all in the Zoom setting. So.
Exactly. Well, thanks for joining us in the Zoom setting. It actually, you know, it's actually been a little bit of help. It's been a silver lining, at least for me, during all of this insane last 2 years, that we can all have some decent sounding audio and we all be in different places. I'm appreciative of it.
Yeah.
Thanks so much. Again, everyone, New African Film Fest, March 18th through 31st at AFI Silver. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
All right. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye-bye.